Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Also,
welcome Ms. Kiva and others who are on the switchboard. And good morning and hello to all those who will tune in to the archives later. Please, this is a show that is going to be, you don't want to miss the show. Let people know to tune in. We're going to be talking about the very sensitive topic of how to remove it out of your life. We've been talking for the past several weeks, going on now to several months, about the power and control as individuals that we have. We've talked about making our lives great. We've talked about achieving astronomical goals, setting goals and objectives for our lives to achieve them for real, not pipe dreams, not things that we don't set dreams and then sabotage it by thinking it'll never happen. We don't set goals for our lives and then sabotage it with negative self-talk that says, you'll really never do that. But on here, we really sit down and we get to the point where it'll be a shame if we don't do it. We break it down. It's going to be so simple that, you know what, you're like, I can walk this thing out. But like our good friend Les Brown says, you got to be hungry. The great motivational guru, yes, Mr. Les Brown. I'm surprised he's not Dr. Les Brown by now. I'm surprised that someone has not given him an honorary doctorate degree. And maybe they have, and we just haven't heard about it. But he should truly be considered. That man has changed so many lives. He should be considered Dr. Les Brown. And to all the people that he continues to help. He's on the radio in several cities. I know he's on the radio in the Philadelphia area. If you can get the station or go, you can definitely tune in. He is still motivating the masses. He's certainly one of the persons that I turn to for great, great, great motivation. But here's the thought that we have to get hungry. And now we're talking today about removing holiday stress. You know, this time of year, people, I'm telling you, the hospital bills are going to go skyrocketing. People are going to be putting themselves in a strait, in some kind of a fix over the holidays. And we want to give you some tips, some tools, and some strategies to take that out of your life. You know, a lot of the holiday stress, most of it, well, you know, a lot of our stress, we put there. A lot of it we put there, not all of it. If you lose a loved one and you've lost them around this time of year, you didn't put that there, not at all. But remember, you can see life as 10% of what happens to us, and it's 90% of our reaction to what has happened to us. That's how you can look at it like that. And your whole perspective will change. If you meditate just on that alone for, say, the next 21 days, it takes 21 days or 27 days to create a habit. And as we have this habit, this commitment to change our lives, 27 days to thinking that, you know what, realizing, getting a revelation, and getting wisdom, getting understanding, that life is only 10% of what happens to me? You mean to tell me that that person who walked out on me, or that job that got rid of me, or that person that no longer calls me, or we're no longer friends, you mean that's only 10%, but 90% is the fact of whether I get angry or frustrated or feel resentment or feel revenge toward a thing, that's 90% yes. Or whether I feel happy or whether I feel satisfied, yes, you have 90% control over how you're going to react. You have 100% control over how you will react. But that makes up 90% of your whole life. So we want to move in that direction.
So getting back to this holiday thing, you know, this is serious business here. These holidays, you're talking about a good 30-something days. You know, it starts with very late in October because a lot of people still lump Halloween as part of their holiday season because that also brings about a lot of stress and parties and things. But particularly, Thanksgiving has its issues. You know, some people, or they go out and they put forth a lot of effort to get ready for the family, and that's wonderful. We want to be with our family and friends. That's why I'm here right now in Maryland. I'm here with my family, but I'm not stressed out about it. It wasn't something that I stressed over. It wasn't a hard decision for me to make. You see, because had it been that, I would have taken my 90% control and I would have stayed at home. If it was going to stress me out and worry me or cause me to sit here and grumpy and mad at the world now that I'm here, I would have stayed at home because I know, it's beyond a belief with me, I know that my life is only 10% of what happens to me. And but the 90% far outweighs 10%, like 9 out of 10, okay? 9 out of 10 times you make the decision versus it happened and I couldn't do anything about it. So people say, I got mad. So how are we going to reduce the stress? How are we going to get rid of? How are we going to remove it? Because I want to do more than just reduce it. And as I was doing research into the topic of getting rid of stress, here's what I found mostly. Most of the articles that I found on the topic just kind of dealt with, you know, making plans to take a trip, do it in advance, don't overextend yourself in terms of going to different events. Try to keep any drama and chaos out of your life. But one of the areas, and we're going to be talking about this topic ongoing until after this holiday period is over, because as I was talking with my sister-in-law, who is also here from Ohio, and I said to her, yeah, I'm going to, you know, get a topic for tomorrow. What are some of the things? And we were talking, and she talked about the stress that is coming from the holiday period and in a particular area that has to deal with people spending all kinds of money to buy gifts. First of all, in a lot of cases, money that they don't really have. And even if they saved up for, you know, there are people who have the holiday funds or these holiday club things that you do in the banks. Even when a person is saved up for it, and you saved up to buy gifts for people. Nothing wrong with buying a person a gift, but just to do it on a day so that a person can have something to unwrap, you might want to rethink that, because here's where the stress can come. You saved up to buy that, but you need a whole set of new tires on your car. Or you saved up to buy that, and you would have loved have stripped your floor and laid down new carpet. Or if you have a wood floor, you could have stripped it professionally and really have it shiny so that when you come home from that quote-unquote sometimes stressful job, you at least have a beautiful place to relax in to bring down your stress. And it got me thinking as we were talking. It really got me thinking, what are we really doing all of this for? Now, when it comes to Christmas, you know, it got so bad here lately with Christmas that they had to make a national campaign to say, put Christ in it, where it was supposed to be in it from the start. But all of the most of the research I found, it didn't caution you away from getting gifts. It scale back. Well, for some people, they have to scale out, period. Just get out of that game because it's what's causing stress. And then the other article that I found said that people spend about 4 months financially recovering from the credit that they spent during Christmas. So that's more stress beyond December. Now you're talking about up to April. You're still stressing, paying for stuff for people that by April may not even be speaking to you. By April, you may have had a couple of fallouts with that person. You know, that's where my passion and my desire to talk about this topic, part of it, stems from. What are we doing all of this for? You know, God constantly requires us to do things for the right reason, to do things with the right motive in mind. We know we want to be around family. We know this. And we have some people who understand quite well how commercial Christmas has gotten in terms of stores. Now, look at today. And that's why I put it out there on Facebook. Welcome to, if you just tuned in and if you're listening via your cell phone while you're standing in line somewhere, and if you desire to call in, if you want to make a comment, we welcome your comment on this topic. You can dial in at 347-945-7991. I stand ready to hear your side of the story. But for me, my side of the story is to help people that I realize are going to end up more stressed because they couldn't get something for someone. Do you know that when you have that feeling of letdown, there you go, feeling of failure. We talked about that Monday and Tuesday. Feeling that I couldn't buy so-and-so this and I couldn't buy so-and-so that. Do you know there are people even who are feel guilty about what they couldn't buy for their children? You have husbands and wives and family members going to work the day after Christmas, shameful that they're not able to say what someone bought them. Well, I let you know, I got out of that game. I got out of that game. And to be honest with you, I don't even know how. Or should I say, not to be honest, because I'm always honest with you. But just to think about it, I don't even know how I got out of it. But I did. One day I looked up and I realized that I'm not going to participate like that any longer. And here's the thing, I'm not going to stress myself out with guilt over it. On the job, and this is where I realized that, you know, God has a sense of humor like you wouldn't believe. And he showed me one day at work, and I'm going to bring Miss Adele, I believe. How are you? Welcome, welcome.
I am wonderful, Lalisa.
And I was wondering when my co-host was going to jump in here.
There are some times I just want to just listen to you because, my God, you bring up some awesome, awesome topics. And, you know, and I'm listening to you, and I've done some research on it, too, because I got your message about this is what the topic is going to be today. And, but I did want to make a comment because of a friend of mine, you know, with the economy and everything, and, you know, I got to stay at home, it's not the economy, but, you know, what's happening now? You know, Congress has made a decision to scale back on unemployment. So a friend of mine called me and he indicated that he's stressing. He's really stressing because he doesn't know how he's going to pay for Christmas this year. And, you know, I just have this belief, and it's a thought that counts. Maybe a kind word or a nice gesture, or if you're creative, create something to give as a gift. We spend so much money in the economy, but we don't even look at what's in our house. What is it that we can absolutely do that will make someone happy, that would please them? I think back in my grandmother's day, my grandmother used to make us gifts and give it to us. And that was the best thing she could give to us, something that she made. And yet we want to go out and spend all this money that we don't have. And like you alluded to and said, you know, after the holiday, we're even more stressed because now we've got all these bills we've got to pay. You know, what is it that we can do that would be more meaningful to that person as a gift that we could create with our own hands? It's just something to think about.
Yes, it's a lot to think about. You know, that's so, right, that's so great that you have this friend that you're able to help, because that's part of the driving reasons to talk about this topic, especially because of the economy right now. Because of the economy right now, there are a lot of people who normally probably would have, maybe in the past, they've been able to go out and buy gifts. And even sometimes for people, they make it their business to buy expensive gifts. But again, let's look at the big picture. Let's not look at, a lot of times, we can do a lot of help in our own lives by getting to the place where we kind of look at the big picture. See, a lot of times we're just looking at the specific event. But let's look at, like I said, afterwards. What's happening afterwards? And how, and what are we really showing people? You know, one of the articles I was looking at talked about starting new family traditions, so to speak. In other words, for some of us, we're only doing it because it's a family tradition. Some of us have no understanding, no real tie to it, other than the fact that this is what's been handed down to me. And that's what can cause a lot of stress. Again, their heart is really not in it. They're just doing it because it's what somebody did before them and what somebody did before them. But what I would love, like you always say, I would encourage the listeners to look at your life and say, what's good for you? Because, again, you want to reduce stress. This time of year, blood pressure rates go up. People's, you know, people have more heart attacks around this time of year. And shortly after, they say shortly after December, the heart attack. I was talking to a doctor once, and she was giving out these statistics that after December, they have an increase in rate of heart attacks. Why? Because people have stressed themselves out with what they couldn't give. And you know, Adele, I'm going to tell you who else helped me with, again, nothing just happened. I'm not just happened to be talking about this topic. This is something that I'm sure has been building up ever since I was young. But over the years, I can remember thinking, when I was a child, Mama, it's Christmas, just give me something. But I remember they used to make us sing that song, and, you know, Santa is checking the list, and he's checking it twice, and he's going to find out who's naughty and nice. And the parents would let you know that, well, if you've been bad, you're not going to get much from Santa. Well, here's the thing. There are so many parents whose children are just so underproducing, and yet we go out and we buy all this expensive stuff that, again, later the child asks for money to go on a class trip or need $75 for a book in college, and you have to tell them no. I have students that sit in my class particularly and tell me they can't afford a textbook. You see, and again, a person may find that so unrelated to buying a Christmas gift. Well, I don't see it unrelated, because remember, life is 10% of what happens and 90% of how we react. How we react to Christmas and this gift-giving thing. Some people are going out today. What time is it? They've already been in line 3 hours ago.
Absolutely.
3 o'clock in the morning. They were up at 2, dressed and ready to go by 3.
Yeah.
At the mall. So they're spending. They're already waiting to go out there, get gifts, and then you have on the job individuals who participate. In some companies, the grab bag is very fake. they have you buying gifts for people that did not even speak to you the week before. And not because they didn't know you, because they're not your friend. They don't even like you. But they put your name because they felt obligated. Here's where the stress comes from. You feel obligated to do it. Heart not really in it. Don't really want to. Adele, this has to stop.
It really does have to stop.
If you really want to be a success in life, if you really want to live your life on purpose, if you really want to live over the top, and like us business owners, here we are looking to promote our services, promote our businesses. Again, if you have a business, I know that you have needs and things that you need. And so to go out and, you know, I remember, Adele, when, and this is when I stopped buying gifts, when I'm just out there looking just to buy any, when you pick up something and say, oh, I should just get her this, I should just get them that, when that comes out your mouth, that's when you know it's over.
Yes.
Gone, put it down. Gone home and be happy.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's funny because this article that I'm looking at indicates something that is absolutely true, because what it says is that when we surround ourselves with all the best and the newest and try too hard to keep everyone else happy, we actually narrow our options for experiencing our own happiness. And that's what happens around the holidays. You want to make everybody else happy. And then at the end of the holidays, when the holidays are over with, we're miserable. So we don't even experience our own happiness, because now we're looking at what we have created for ourselves, which is a mountain of bills that we got to start paying back. But life is really simple. Confucius said, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Wow, it's something to think about. And I always like to plant thoughts in people's head because of the fact that we do this around the holidays. I mean, for me, I'll give a perfect example. Yesterday for me, my own best happiness was to share Thanksgiving by saying, by sending out messages to everybody and saying happy Thanksgiving, wishing them the best for Thanksgiving. That created happiness for me, and I know it created happiness for those who received it. What did it cost me? Nothing but a little bit of time.
That's so good, Adele. And I think about those people who maybe you recently went through a divorce, maybe you're recently separated. Again, you maybe lost that loved one. That's stressful enough. And to add to that, now I'm going to go financially in debt. And again, a person may say, but I saved this money up. Again, if you're out there saying, I'll just get them this, I'll just get that, or I don't know what to get them, but I'll just get them something, just so that we can be a part of the tradition or a part of some behavior that we, you know, we already have gotten past the fact that this has nothing to do with Christ, because he was not even born nowhere around December the 20 anything. Was not even born in December, so we're not celebrating his birthday. So we already got past that. There's no need to, we don't have to put Christ in it. He was never in it because it was not his birthday. We were going to really celebrate his birthday, it would be somewhere closer to September, but certainly not December. So we don't have to worry about that anymore. But now we got to battle that tradition of, again, going and doing stuff that we feel we have no control over to later stress ourselves out mentally, physically, and financially, and emotionally. Because in some cases, again, see, it used to pain me to have to go out. It's one thing to buy for a rank stranger you don't even know. You see a person every week, you go to get your Dunkin' Donuts or your coffee or your whatever. And every week, or you go to ShopRite, and you see this homeless person out there begging for money. Now, you go get that person something. Okay, now you've done something. Well, that's different. But if you're telling me the same people that you're around every day, half of these people who don't even appreciate the daily advice and suggestions and good notions that we put on them, that this is a person I'm going to go out and spend my hard-earned cash to please them so that they can say, so-and-so got me this. And sometimes they may not even say that. They may, and some of the things, again, I looked at my own life. Here I am purchasing things for people that doesn't even matter. We're just doing it. So, oh, well, as long as they got something to unwrap. Excuse me? No, no, no. A person don't just need something to unwrap. What they need is a life that is successful, a life that's empowering, a life that inspires others. That's what people need. A life that motivates others to achieve their personal best. That's what people want right now. With this economy, people want strategies. I'd rather you take that money, again, rent a hotel room and hold a conference and teach people how to live happy even when you're broke. How to live happy and successful even though you may have lost a loved one. And here's how you can do it. If you lost one, you're the main one to stand there and tell them. If you've gone through a divorce, you're the main one to gather other people who have gone through this recently, and you can share with them, well, here's how you get over it. We have, and I was reading articles that gave suggestions about ways to reduce stress, and if they had things like, if you're a divorced couple, be okay if the children want to spend time with both parents. That's normal. Don't break the child's understanding down because we decided to do something different. That's normal for a child to want to be with both their loved ones. That's perfectly normal for a child. And then it said other things like being around family and not causing drama or being a part of drama. But here's the thing. For some people, that is going to be hard. Yes, we understand that. But none of the articles that I read, hardly any of them told you to stop spending, which is one of my areas that I'm focusing on. All of this spending that's going to put us in a financial, because they don't want you to stop going to those stores. No, no, no. They need to make a lot of money. And we understand that. I'm a business owner. I understand it. I'm in business too. Okay? But you don't see me on Facebook trying to offer people a Black Friday deal to buy two books. No, I don't need to do that because I know that I'm going to promote the way I normally promote, and I know that God is going to do my part, but God's going to do the rest because we're not fearful. The Word of God says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things to make my request known to Him. So I let Him know what I need, and that's why we were saying the other day, Adele, He supplies all of my needs. But here we are in a recession. Here's a chance to do something new that's gonna serve other people, and we're going to be served as well. Not stressed out like my husband and I. That's like we have many things we could do in our home to make it sounder, because you know with your house, you got to deal with the electrical, you got to deal with wiring, you got to deal with your. There's mildew that can get behind your walls and cause deterioration. There's things that can happen to your driveway that can mess up your tires. There's so many things to do in a house that's not funny. Okay, so again, what are we doing this for? That's the thing. How can we reduce the stress of, and then who are these people that would make us feel bad because we didn't get them a gift? What's behind that? What's behind, now I understand some children sometimes because they just get caught up in what they're told at school and what they see other people doing. You know, I can see kids, you know, and they, but even parents started that because kids didn't know anything about it until we introduced them to it. And it's okay because, again, we were just doing what was, we took the 90% and made it 10%. Some people have lived with my life is 90% of what happens to me, and I only have about 10% or less control over what happens to me. That's how some people live their life. But what we're offering people here today and encouraging the listeners to do, you take the 90% and react to the 10% of what is happening to you. So what's happening to us right now in terms of the holidays, the commercials are happening to us. All the hoopla is happening to us. Peer pressure is happening to us. Your girlfriends are calling you up, or your boyfriends or your friends are calling you up saying, come on, let's go shopping. Let's get out there, get those sales, get that stuff for the gifts for all these people that we're buying. And again, you couldn't even wish the person well 6 months ago. Well, 7 months ago, God may have put the person on your heart for you to pray for them. You couldn't even pray for them. But this is the same person you now want to convince me that there's some real, you're going to go out and get the person a gift. Why? Why? I just want somebody, please call in. I want to hear. You can dial, you can, if you're on the lines, hit the number one key. Somebody help me understand. Please do. I wish. Help me understand why we're spending $400 and up for people that many, many times is just not that serious. The gifts, we're just doing it for show. Are we doing it because of habit or tradition? And again, I'm going to be in debt 4 to 6 months, and some people, the debt lasts a whole year. Okay, if the average is 4, then all those people who lie outside of the norm, then it could last for them a year, an entire year. Why are we going into debt? And for those people who are in a recession, well, it's a recession, but all of us are not in it, just know that. But for the people who are feeling guilty, are feeling bad, or feeling hurt, or feeling sad because they can't get gifts this year, they've already added stress to their lives. And we need to get that relieved. We need to remove this permanently, like the topic headline said. Let's get rid of it for good, not just because we're in a recession. If you're only sad now and you can't wait until the Obama administration or the House or the Senate put some more money in the economy some kind of way, or if you're waiting for the chairman of the Federal Reserve to come up with some new strategy to get credit into the hands of people or in all of this, if you're only waiting for that so that next year that you can go out and then get back to that habit, well, you might want to look at, let's let this year force us, as tragedies and trauma often will, force us into a new way of living, usually a better way of living. Like you said, Adele, sometimes it should be, gift enough should be that I'm alive and I can spend time with you. Why are we expecting people? And some of us know these people don't have that kind of money. And especially as it relates to family. It's one thing, it's rich. But for people who are struggling, why would we put, we ought to go to the person and say, you know what, please don't go out and spend money on me. And just relieve them. Let them see that it's not about that. I love you. You know, I love you. Why are you giving me something that I really don't need, but yet essentially I need? Again, you know, like with, I can just use my own example, my own husband. Why should he go out and buy me a $400 or $600 or whatever dollar tennis bracelet or a $300 Coach bag when what I need, more importantly, is something that's going to either, you know, help the business so I can continue coaching, continue doing seminars and workshops to help people, or I need some gadget for my car that's going to allow me to be able to take these, you know, trips, places where I can go and still be of service and minister and do the work. But for a bracelet on my arm, why? Why? I just want to know. I think with that, I think I've said enough. Are you still with us, Adele?
I'm still with you, Alicia.
Oh, great. It was so quiet. I could hear a pin drop. I'm like, let me speak.
Well, I was just listening because you're absolutely right. I feel your passion on that because especially now today where times are really hard for so many people.
Can't hear you.
Why are we... Hold on. Why are we expecting or even looking for someone to give us a gift? At this point in time, I think the best gift all of us could give to each other is love. That's the best gift that we could give, and we could show one another that, hey, I love you in spite of, I love you because of, I love you. You know, that's the best gift that we could give to each other at this point in time, knowing the way the economy is, knowing the way the situation is. Even at this point in time in life right now, we've got people being laid off still. People are still being laid off, and yet the Senate, the Congress is saying that the economy is getting better. Wow. It's really interesting to me. But at the same time, holiday stress, who stresses us? We stress ourselves. So the same way that we can stress ourselves, why don't we learn to de-stress ourselves? And I say we stress ourselves because of the self-talk that we do. Well, if I don't get this person this gift, this person may be upset with me. Or, you know, we have that conversation in our head. Stop the conversation. I always tell people, get out of your head. Stop the conversation. Because if you really talk to the person may tell you, I understand your situation. Please don't get me a gift this year. I know how it is for me, so I'm not looking for anything from you. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves around the holidays, and so we tend to stress our own selves out. And, you know, I get a lot of people that say to me, Adele, that's easier said than done. But, you know, when Lisa said, and you hear it a lot, it takes 21 days, 28 days, 30 days to break a habit. We've gotten into a traditional habit of giving around Christmas time. But if we've just got to give something, give of yourself. Maybe you write. Maybe you know how to write a poem. Give that person a poem. A card doesn't cost a lot of money. Or you can create a card. You know the gifts that our kids used to give us in school because they were in school and they made the Christmas card? Well, as an adult, it doesn't stop you from making that Christmas card and making it special. That would touch a person's heart very much so than going out buying that expensive gift. What do you think about that, Melissa?
I think that that is absolutely powerful and true. I think about one year, we were sitting around and we were going to do a grab bag. It was with my family on my husband's side and the sister and the aunts and the cousins, and it was the tradition to get together at Thanksgiving and do a family grab bag, okay? And that's what they had been doing for years, and when I came into the family, I just went right into the tradition. And one year, about maybe 4 years ago, and it actually got written up in the Montclair newspaper, but we were sitting around, and we were doing all this grab bag, oh, I hope so-and-so get my name, because we know she got more money than so-and-so, and all that old nonsense.
Right.
Nonsense, people. Oh, I hope so-and-so get my name, because, boy, they get the good gifts. What? What kind of... So anyway, that was just our little drama we were discussing. And then my daughter on my husband's side, we just have the one daughter, and he says, this year, I know we had a niece that we really hadn't been seeing a lot of, and she said, because she had been talking to her, we really had not, so we really weren't aware of her immediate situation. My daughter says, well, why don't we, you see how we can break habits, y'all? I'm breaking the habit of stepdaughter, for those of you who want to know. I said, wait a minute, I thought she said she don't have no kids. See how we can break habits? Just 30 days, 30 days or less. We'll just say that, Adele, 30 days or less.
30 days or less, yes.
Because for you, it might take one day. I'll put some habits down in a day. But here's the thing, she said, why don't we get, this person needed money for college. She really didn't have it, but it was her desire to go. It was for a certificate program. If she could get in that, she felt that if she could get that certificate, she could land herself a better job so she could take care of her new baby, and she was also married. And we thought, because first you have to get out of self. Because remember, before, We want to see if we're going to be named as the one who got the best gift or gave the best gift or whatever. But once we stepped back and stepped away from just what we want, because it's always about what somebody else is needing and wanting, that can always help us. We thought, you know what, y'all, this is going to be a big move to do this. This is something different. We're just going to give to that person that's really, really in need and give them what they need. We didn't say, well, let's just go out and buy a bunch of gifts for her. No, no, no. Let's take the money and roll it into this money. And so we let my daughter handle paying the people that we needed to get the money for her. And that's how it ended up being in the Montclair Times or whatever. My sister-in-law lives in Montclair. And somehow she got the story to them, and they did print it because we started that tradition. And we haven't done the other one since. We haven't done the other way of just doing us to grab bag and give you a person a gift. So, again, you can set traditions for your own family, for your own children. Again, for those people who live far, look at me. I'm here. I have a lot of family in the Ohio, Cincinnati area. Instead of me going out, spending $400 or $500 on stuff for people that's not necessary, I'd rather had bought me a plane ticket and go to Cincinnati and hug and kiss on some nieces and nephews that I've never yet seen. I've not yet seen them. Okay? Take that money and buy me a flight to go see them there 700 miles away. Or let's say I had an aunt or an uncle that wasn't doing well or just whatever, and they're in California or Washington, Seattle. I would love to go to Seattle, Washington. I have a sister-in-law there. My brother passed away. I'd love to just go and sit with her, and I haven't seen this lady in 30 years. Well, maybe not. Yeah, about 30 years she moved away. I haven't seen her. I'd love to just go. My nephew was about 7, and just he's 30-something now. And just chat with her. How you doing? How you been? What you been working on for the past 30 years? What do you got going? What do you want in life? Boy, that would give me such joy. See what she's... I've never been to Seattle, Washington. It's too far for me to drive. So that's what I'm saying. Let's do some real enriching things for our lives. Not just going shopping so that we can complain for the next 6 months about how people elbowed us and, oh, my feet was hurting because I was in this line. And do you know what that salesperson did? He or she had the nerve to just adding to the stress.
I think, Melissa, we are our own worst stress givers. And I think our own worst stress givers because, again, we keep talking about it over and over again. The holidays is over with. But we're talking about all the money we spent around the holidays and what the holidays cost us. Well, the holidays didn't really have anything to do with it. It's what you did to yourself. So here's the thing, listeners. If you're doing this to yourself, you can undo this to yourself. It's just that simple. And you might be saying, oh, Adele, it's not that simple. Oh, but it really is, because you ask yourself, it's the rationalization to yourself. You ask yourself, okay, what can I really afford to do, and how can I do it? I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people that I've got things that I've had in my home that's sitting here. So around the holidays, I go, make a good gift for someone, and so I start out those things. And I turn around and I wrap up this gift. They don't know. They've been here. They may have been things that I bought. I thought I was going to do something with it. But then I think, who may like this? And then I turn around and I give it away as a gift. Again, how much money did I spend? Very little. Nothing. It was something in my house. I bought it. I didn't use it. So I thought about who may make use of it. And I know all of us that are listening, especially us as women, we buy things and we have intentions to do something with it and we do nothing with it. Well, would it make a nice gift for someone else? Think about that. It is really something to think about, Lalisa.
Of course, unless you're going to feel guilty that you're giving away something that someone gave you.
Well, I think she did. give away something that someone gave you.
Oh, yes, but, right. I know you're not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, we could do that again. But what happens with some people, though, you're absolutely right. We need to really work on this, people, because some people are really going to be, what happens is right now, what they've done is they've buried their real feelings, and they're just living on this surface right now about, I got to give a gift, and it's got to be this, and it's got to be wrapped that way. This person's got to love it, and they got to open it, this, and that. And what happens is, underneath all that is all of these other feelings and emotions that are going to hit us December, 30-something, or January, because we usually can keep it going to after January 1. Around January 3rd and 4th, these old feelings are going to surface, and that's where the person is going to suffer, because you're going from this high of, it's Christmas, and I got this, and I did that, and I had that, and that person experienced this. But now, afterwards, sometimes it can be such a low, like a person coming off of a high. They were way up here, and then they came down. They were so low. And what usually happens is that their body goes through shock. They bring on their own personal depression and more stress. And stress drains our energy. Stress throws us off our emotional balance. It also, stress also can lead to many other illnesses, and one very well-known illness is cancer. It's extremely documented that stress leads to cancer. Highly documented by the best doctors, by the best researchers, by the best analysts that this world has had to offer. Leads to other illnesses, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, all kinds of things. Because you know what else these holidays bring on too, that also adds to our stress, is all this eating.
Wow, you know you're absolutely right about that, Lalisa. Because it seems like nowadays we want to cook, we want to eat, and and then afterwards we're like, oh God, I put on all this weight. So here's another stressful thing in our life.
Yes. Yes, and then that's going to cost money, because now I got to pay to get it off.
We can go on the fast.
Unless I'm very disciplined, because let me tell you, when I first started fasting, not the easiest thing to do. At least not this type of fast is going to really net you a real benefit in terms of losing weight. Not the easiest thing, especially when you have not made it a habit of denying yourself. Because that's what a fast is about. It's about denying self and going full spiritual. A lot of people are not used to denying themselves anything. Whatever we want, we get. We don't deny ourselves.
You know, here, you made a great point, because you said whatever we want, we get. Whatever we want to do, we do. And then we beat up on ourselves later, and that's where the stress comes in at. And I say, stop it. We've got to stop it. And
I say you're right, and let's remove it permanently.
Yes.
Now, you shouldn't have to talk about this then every Christmas. Well, except for the new listener. But once we get it, see, now we get this. Now here's where the 90% kicks in. You can continue to feel as though, if you want to, if you have that feeling that no, what happens to me in life is 90%, and it's a 90, and I only can control it, like, at a level of 10%. Well, here's the opportunity to switch that thinking. Let's just turn it around. It's just like if you stand up and you're facing north, just turn around and face south. Or if you're facing east, just turn around and face west. That's what it means. It means make a turn in another direction. Give it up. Now, here's the thing. Once you make the turn in another direction, is that you keep going in the new direction. And what some people, they want to go back. That's just like Lot's wife. She wanted to go back. She didn't even get a chance to go back. She just looked back and was destroyed. The children of Israel wanted to go back. Therefore, a whole generation just killed them all off, left them to die in the wilderness because they wanted to go back. something's wrong about going back and looking back. And then I remember the four leopards were going to sit there until they die. But they got up and they moved. And as they were moving, God wiped all their enemies out and gave them mad riches, enough that they were able to share with all the brothers and sisters back over in Samaria. The Samaritans were having a famine, and they went and took out the Syria enemy camp, the whole army, just by walking in that direction. So it's something about moving in a direction, first of all, moving, but to keep moving in that direction and not going back. So we're not saying we're going to do this. And for some people who tune into this show, or if you're listening, this is going to be a major relief for you. A major relief. So we give God thanks right now for deliverance. And that's okay. We now got my little grandson here too. So we all listen. This is going to be a major relief for some people. Oh, I thank God right now. For some people, this is going to be a huge breakthrough for you. Because you know what? You were already thinking about it. You were already wondering. See, that's how the universe is. And God is in control of the universe. He already knew what you were going through. He already knew he needed to head you toward this way because he gave me this topic. If it wasn't for me and my sister-in-law being here, if it wasn't for her being up late last night and me talking with her, I was led to do that. It's not like she's on the show every week. She doesn't know anything about any of us. She doesn't listen to this show. Led to talk about this today because there are people who in this hour really need a breakthrough from this finance. You're already on unemployment. There better not be one person on unemployment talking about buying nobody a gift. That is not what unemployment is for. That's like a person on welfare buying a gift. Welfare is to take care of your bare necessities. Welfare is to get you by until you can get back out and get a job. Welfare is not a source of your income. That's not what welfare is. We know that's what people have made it. Don't worry, I'm going to be dealing with that starting next month. I've got a whole, I don't know how many thousands of people it is out there in Hudson County. But they're in for a rude awakening. That's the first thing I'm going to let them know. People wonder, I wonder how she's going to work that program. How's she going to do that? This is how I'm going to do it. Letting people know, this was never supposed to be a source of income for you. It was money to hold you over until you can go out there and get a job.
Well, you know what, Lalisa? I really have to say this because I'm seeing this is my perspective, and it's not all of us that are getting unemployment, but some of us are getting unemployment, have become contented. And I made this comment because I've seen some people who've been on unemployment for a year, for 2 years, and did nothing, you know, not try to find a job. And I started saying to myself, wow, unemployment is becoming, unemployment is becoming the new welfare system. So everything is temporary. And I will tell you right now, people, you know, I can't wait for you to go on that topic next month because I'm right there with you. That's a big topic, and I've read many books on that. And so you're absolutely right. Even unemployment, welfare, it's all temporary. We've got to get out there and learn to be self-sufficient. And even, I'll even say for those of us who have jobs, we have an opportunity to be self-sufficient by becoming, by starting our own business. I don't want to use the word self-employed because self-employed is just like working for someone. But being a business person is more important than working for someone else.
Yes. We got it. Listen, because you know what? I've seen people where when it comes to unemployment, you know, and I remember you know, I remember two times in my life, in my working life from age 16 to now, I remember two times where I was in a position to get unemployment. And you know what?
All right, we're going to stop the show right here for this morning, and we're going to continue with this on tomorrow. So come back tomorrow for the closing of this segment right here. We have about another 30 minutes to go. Again, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Hope you enjoyed the previously recorded show, and we will finish up tomorrow, and we will be back after the closing tomorrow. Everybody, go out. Have a great day. Empower someone. And best of all, you stay empowered. This has been Coach Lalisa. For those of you who are Compass coaches, don't forget to join us now on 218-339-4600, access code 837-818-POUND for inspiration. God bless.